Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. There is nothing inherently wrong with being rich. Nor is there necessarily anything right with being poor. Your wealth, if you have it, does not push you further away from God. And your poverty, if you have it, does not draw you any closer to God. But you might walk away from today's text thinking that, especially if you are also aware of words of Jesus throughout the Scriptures concerning the poor. You might actually believe that God favors poor people over rich people. Unfortunately, that's the picture that is sometimes painted by folks in the church, as if being poor is a badge of honor, being rich is a scarlet letter. But that is not the way the first century Jews looked at things. In fact, quite the opposite. The first century Jews looked at wealth as a sign of God's favor and pleasure. Those whom God blessed with wealth were the people whom God favored. And those who were poor were such because they had not honored God as they ought to have. That's when Jesus told his disciples that it's very hard for the rich to enter the kingdom of God. In fact, it's harder for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God than it is for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle. The disciples were floored. They couldn't believe it. They couldn't figure out how anyone could then be saved, if even the rich, whom they saw as the favored of God, could scarcely be saved. But salvation is not a matter of what a person has or doesn't have. It isn't a matter of what a person has done or hasn't done. It doesn't matter where a person has come from or where a person is going to. And it doesn't matter what title precedes his name, what degrees follow his name, or how many people know his name. It only matters if a person knows and believes and follows Jesus. You see, entering God's kingdom is an impossible task for a person who is infected with sin. God's perfect righteousness will not endure the presence of sin in his midst. And so if a person wants to enter God's kingdom, he can only do that if he has been cleansed of his sin. And a person can only be cleansed of his sin through the forgiveness of his sins, that which has been won for us through the sacrificial and the substitutionary death and resurrection of Jesus Christ our Lord. And thus, while it is impossible for anyone, even the best of us, to earn a place in the kingdom of God, it is not impossible for us, any of us, to have a place in the kingdom of God. For through Christ Jesus, God has made the impossible possible for us. God is open the doors to his eternal kingdom by way of faith in his Son. And that's good news. But even that good news does not negate the truth that it is still hard for the rich to enter the kingdom of God. It's hard for the rich to be saved. Again, not because there's anything wrong with being rich, but because being rich puts a person into a position of tremendous temptation and turmoil. A position to seek out security and stability and safety in some place other than the hand of God. This is really no different than if Jesus would have said something like this. How hard it is for a chef to lose weight. It's not that being a chef is such a sedentary job that you're bound to gain weight because you never move around or anything. But being a chef puts you in contact with food on a constant basis. And so the temptation is always there to eat more than you should. Or if Jesus would have said something like this, how hard it is for a famous person to be humble. Again, it's not that fame and humility are mutually exclusive. It's just that superstars tend to be surrounded by people and fans who are always telling them how wonderful they are. And the temptation is there to start to believe all the hype. And thus, humility is hard to come by. Similarly, rich people are surrounded by a host of temptations that are the direct byproduct of having wealth. You know, there's not much temptation to trust in your money to secure your life if you don't have enough money to secure your life. But when you have a lot of money, the temptation is strong to trust in it rather than to trust in God. And thus, by gaining wealth, you may be gaining much in the world while at the same time losing your eternity. And thus, wishing for wealth and praying for wealth and working for wealth may not be the wisest spiritual moves that we can make to secure our lives. For the only one who can truly secure our lives is the one who created our lives and the one who saved our lives. And that, of course, is Jesus Christ, our Lord. May we thus seek after Him always and only, knowing that He can and He will give us that security that we desire. In the name of Jesus, our Savior, amen. Continue our worship with the gifts of our offerings.